learning of the halacha of the Bar. Sometimes I come to the Mishnah on Hilchos Shabbos. She starts off the Keshivas of learning Hilchos Shabbos because people can and will make numerous mistakes in Shabbos. They do not learn Hilchos Shabbos. He gives different examples. One example he says is in the halacha of Bar, this Bar is Motzim Ma'oid, the Koshum of Nech Sarn Idiot. Due to the lack of knowledge, people make a mistake in the halacha of Bar. It's probably of the Lamatesh Malachas, what's most Negea is Barer. It means Muksha is not one of the Lamatesh Malachas. But what's most Negea, practically, the mistake that people make is the Indian of the Malacha Barer. The Sefer Am Kachar Shivi, Chaim Kinevsky says from his father that the Malacha Achi Kosher, to get all the Pratim, is the Malacha of Barer. That means even though it's very common and happens all the time, but due to the concern of deal, the words of the Chavetz Chaim, people make mistakes, and it's very hard to get down to the nitty-gritty. My assistants, sorry, we have to learn the Maestro practically. We have to try to focus and try to understand what to come out from the signal here, and try to see as far as we can, halakha Maestro. Now, in the Bar, one of the most biggest problems is that doing things on Shabbos is not going to be ulcer mutter. The question is how to go do it. Therefore, the same act you can go do won't be the Raisa, won't be Motir. You just have to know the correct problem, how to go do it. To Oichim Dach Pselos, be Motir, Pselos Dach Oichel, this is the Raisa. Therefore, we have to know, applying these Kolom over here in the Gentle Malacha Bar, we have Mishnah Nachai and Gimel discuss the Lamentas Malachas. The first set of Lamentas Malachas is through the pass. The 6th, the 7th, and the 9th of the Malachas of separating bad from good. Zer, Bar, and Marakid. Now, first, what that means, Zer is winnowing, Bar is selecting or sorting. Meraki is the act of sifting. Practically, first what they did in the Seder of Pas is that they want to make bread. So you have this kernels of your wheat inside a straw. So what you do first is you cut it down. After you cut it down, you take these kernels and you smash it. You smash the kernels, separating it from the chaff. Then you want to take away the straw away from the kernels of your. So you throw it up. And the air blows away the light chaff. And therefore the kernels fall down. But since the kernels are heavy, all things also are heavy fall down, like rocks and water fall down with it. So the first thing you do is throw it off, and that's called Zer. The second thing, when it falls down, you have all these heavy things with it, also that are upside down, is Bar. You take the rocks out with your hand, you take the mud out with your hand, and then you're left with the kernels. After you have the kernels, what do? You take the kernels and you do Teichen to it, you grind it up. So you still over here have the Kemach, but the Kemach has inside of it impurities. Then you do the active rocket, you sift it, you separate the Kemach from the Silas, left over with the flour, and that's what we use to make bread out of it. First, that's Mitzvahs. Kamal Gemara, and the Gemara of Ayin Gimel Beis, and Zov saying, Chura, Zer, Bar, Merakid, all three which are the same, all separating good from bad. What is the difference? Why are there three separate locks over here in the Mishkan? It's come along Abad Rava, Dama Tavayu, like is, even since each one was in the Mishkan, therefore, since it is a drop different, therefore, it has a get of being a Mlach with Me'atzmoy. Afgav the ikid domilei, choshevlei. But since it's in the Mishkan, that means it would not be in the Mishkan, it will be bad some one thing. But since it was in the Mishkan, it gives it the gedav chshivas, and since they're not mamash hainuhach, they're only similar one to another, therefore they count as three separate malachas over here. The first question is, in these three separate malachas, what defines each malacha? What is, we said again, one's winnowing and one's selecting and one's sifting. What's the chilah between the three malachas over here? Where the Olam Mukhtaris, is it the chilek in the pile or the nifl? We're over. Look at the Rebbe Nechnanel on the Sugya and the Fayin Dalet. Rebbe Nechnanel is going to say very clearly that what you're doing is a chilek between three malachas. But is there what's doing the axe? The wind is doing it. By what's doing it? Your hand is taking the racks out. By the case of the Meraki, what's doing it? A kli is doing it. The sieve of the sifter. That means the chilek over here is what the act that's doing the malacha. Is the act the wind, or your hand, or kli? That's the difference. We have three separate malachas over here. The smack seems to go this way. I tell you, should read the Meiri and the Vayin Gimel. He seems to say not mitzad the gedder of the poil, mitzad the nipple. What's being done to? That means what's being done to by the case of zera is the kash, the straw is being blown away. What's the case of by bar? What are you doing? You're taking the racks out, bringing it to the racks. In the case of merakid, what are you doing it to? They're separating the kemach from the silas. You're doing it to the kemach over here. So the three different locks over here is not what's doing it, but what's being done to the nifl over here. That's the two miles among the Rishonim. Now Rashi is a little bit hard to know what Rashi exactly holds. Rashi Navayin Gimel, he starts off in the Mishnah, he says, what's Zarei? He says, Beruach, Boris, Beyodov, and Merakiz Benofa. Yes, why all three separate things? So it sounds like the Rashi in the Mishnah Navayin Gimel, he went to the definition over here, it's just like the Bein Hananel, the get is what the pile, what exactly it's going to go do it. One question first you should ask, from Daf Ayin Dalet, the place it really asks, we see the case of Benafer Kavu, the case of Bor, and the Chayiv Chatzis for it, otherwise not Chayiv Chatzis. How could Rashi say Bor is Beyad, yet Moshe says Bor is the case of Benafer Kavu, the case of with using a Kli over here? So that bet we learn the Sugi, not that really Shver, because it could be that the reason the Makor coming Benafer Kavu is Mitzad Moloch Merakid. Echanami, you're not Oiv the Bor, it might be the Sugi of Bor, Mitzad stepping bad from good, but using Kli is Oiv the Issa Merakid. And that's a little bit of Eglital, Shri Shabbos, and others. The concept of using a Kli in Shabbos can be, even this is the Reis, that could be non local barer. We call a barer, meaning separate one from another, is nichol in the category of a Merakid. Fine. But another question is, the Rashi, not the way that Ayin Heim Abay, is Rashi himself again speaks out what's the difference in the case of these three Melachas. Rashi writes, Zeh Bekash, Zeh Betzorius, Zeh Bekamach. Rashi writes the chiluk between the three Melachas over here. He says, in the nichol, what are you doing it with? Doing it to the Kash? Doing it to the service, or doing it to the chemical beer. Rashi discusses the nifl, not the case of the pile. Put that in the mysterious Rashi over here, what the chiluk between the three malachas are. So just a pshat over here. So first, in general, to get to the learning the story of the past, to get to the lamed tes malachas, the first 11 over here. So there are two main svarim among the gedolei achronim how to always explain the mishnayim and the sugya and the loch lemaisel. The same called the Eglei Tal, which is the Avnei Nezer. He wrote it. He was born before the Chofetz Chaim, the daughter of Chofetz Chaim. He came out in 1905. About 8 years later, the Shvi'is Shabbos came out, usually to either agree or disagree with the Avnezer. It also goes to the Siduri to pass. Now, the Avnezer goes to the next Melacha Glazes, then he stops. He didn't write more past that. And these are the two main swarm in the Gerd to the Melachas of Siduri to pass. That means until the past year in Shabbos, we did not learn Siduri to pass except for Toichen. And now, we're learning right now three of the Melachas of Siduri to pass. They come along, they both want to argue, what is the Yisrael of Rashi? Which Rashi is the Ikka one? Here we have the best series of Rashi, Rashi and Abayin Gimel. He says the Chilik over here is what's being done with. And Ayin Hei is discussing the Chilik is what's being done to. Like it tells us that the Chilik over here is what's being done to, it says that Ayin Hei is being done to Kash, being done to service over here, being done to the case over here of Kamach. Ayin Rashi and Ayin Gimel. Over there, you're just saying really it's lavdaf. You're just saying you said how the derech is to be done. Usually, this is defining the malacha that's done with the wind, the only hand. That's no way of being done. Beinich nami, if you not do it with the hand, do it with the kli, still can be barer. You do zara winnowing with the kli, according to Mahalach, could be a case also of winnowing. It won't be also nichol to get out of zara. Is this a lavdafka? Just saying how this is normally done that way. But the ikki side is the case over here is the nifl. The Shri Shabbos in the psichi says, Maisi obviously never learned the Shiva Smir. Every word of Rashi is very meduyak over here. His words are a little drop different. He said, "Al tibus diyosho Rashi, you sit upon his Zayin Nakim." Every single word of Rashi is very meduyak over here. How can you say Rashi is mamish lav dafko? See, one side of our character. Rather, Rashi in the Mishnah, when he says it over, is very clear. It means the chilik over here between Zerah Bar Merakeh is what's being done with the wind, or the case over here that he and done with the case over here the Kli. I Rashi enough Ayin Hay brings down Kiveges Kasho. But we see other times that what's being done. What's doing it does not make it separate malachas. For example, Bishul and Afiyah are one malacha. I said one's being done with water, one's being done with the fire. Why not two malachas? Well, the way they ask is Dosh, Menapet, and Menafet. The old case of separating things. One's being done in the case of Tefuah, one's the case of Pishtin, one's the case of Katan. So why is that considered one malacha and one has three malachas? So since Shvi'is Shabbos, the reason is you have to have really two kolam to make something to be separate malachas. One is what it's being done, how's it being done. Not only that, but it has to be something that's done to every object over here. Just being done zeh chazeh. That means whatever you cook, you don't do a fear to. Whatever you do a fear, don't do cook to. By dosh, whatever you do dosh to tfuah, you won't do the same thing to pishtin. It's not all three acts being done to the same thing. By the case over here, by zeh bar merakid, all three acts being done to the same thing. It's being done zeh chazeh. So Rashi is coming over here to be Maisif on the Ayin Hay is Shul Maisif, the idea what is Bar Zer Merakid, what over here, this side of here, is how's it being done? Is it being done with the case of the wind or the hand of the Kli? Except we have a problem with that. So what? Why is that enough? We need also this side of here to make it a separate Malachas that all three Malachas done Zer Chazer to the same Chayfetz over here. How's it done Zer Chazer to the same Chayfetz? Because that's for Kash, it's a bit serious, and that's the case of Kemach over here. That's what Shlomo Zalman says, is the Ikim Halach. I mean, it comes along again, we have three different locks over here. a look among the Svarim, be clear, machlokes among the Achronim, based upon the Rishonim, what of is the Chalik? A Kama Nafkamina, basically we discuss the case of using a salt shaker with the right hand side. What Malach are we discussing? We're discussing Barer or Marakeh. Some of them put on the Marakeh, some put on the case of Barer. That means you really have to know what the Chalik we're discussing, these different Malachas over here. A Lach of Mice is not much of a Nafkamina, just what the categories of what Malach there is over here. There's just one interesting thing they discuss. Let's say the case of Chachishir of Barer and Chachishir of Zarer. Chachishir, the Mice, you don't get Skila for it, don't get a Einish for it. The only Osim Natar we're going to pass in. Can we say that the Lacha, that the Gemara is saying these three Malachas are three separate Malachas, is that only Lachumra? What about Lakula? You said also Lakula. It's coming the Eglital, he wants a Taino. If the Gemara is saying to separate them is only Lachumra, Bichayb Al Zara, Al Bura, Al Smaraki, three separate Malachas. But Lakula, that means do Chachishir of Bura, Chachishir Maraki, of Avgim and Starpit, and be a Shir of a Kuregris, that Allah can get to all foods. It's a Kigrigris, and the Chachi might be also material, but get the Oinish Shabbai, when we tap to Shurim, and we'll speak more discussing an only Lachurma and not Lakula. That's three, and the same as Shavisha Shabbos says why you say that, four circles are three separate Lachas, but also the Shuba says the Pella to say, it's only Lachurma, not Lakula. But again, Lalacha, not much enough to mean it. Either way, we also Minatoro. Now, coming along over here, and we have again the Gemara's Mamshuk with the Bryce and the Fine Dalit about what is the halachas of Bar, when is it Mutter, when is it be a case of Elser. Now everyone over here knows to do something Bar on Shabbos, make it Mutter, needs three Kvalim. Needs a Kval of being Miyad, has to be done right away, has to be Biyad with the case of your hand, has to be Oichem Teik Tzerles. I think that's the Alavay, everyone knows that, every child knows that. The question is, where exactly in Sugya do you see that? I'm going to spend a couple days looking at the Fine Dalit. We exactly see this idea that you need all three. When you read the simple reading of the circuit, where do you see this idea of three different things over here? So first, the Gemara starts over the Braisa that says, Bar v'oichel, bar v'mniach, however, le yibar in bar chayv chattis. That's a Braisa. The question is, what's beyond the Braisa? It's very ambiguous, not very clear. What's the saying over here? So the Gemara comes along and says five pshatim. The first two pshatim, the Gemara slogs up mitzal halacha. The second two pshatim, the Gemara slogs up because that's not beyond the Braisa. And then with the end up with the bias thing, Shan the Braisa. So first, the first part over here, we have a Ula, he wants a Taino, there's a Chilik, that Boy be Yoim be Mutter, a case that Mutter's Nichlin get over altar. Masha Engin, what says, Yechayim Chatzis, that's what it's doing it for the next day, the day afterwards. What's the Havamino? And why itself has a Kasha, what Boy be Yoim can do Malacha official on Shabbos, be Mutter. So the Havamino explains the Ritva, is that you might think that just like Eben knows the head of the altar, what's he said, the head of the altar? The Bikri goes, Derech Achilo, so maybe I'm also the head of Derech Achilo. Same you say, same language over here. Kamash Malam Gemara says, no. When Derech Achilo Mamash, in front of what you're eating, you'll be Mutter, the Boy B.M. the whole entire day, not Nichol get of Derech Achilo. That was the whole focus of the Avimino. The Gemara Shlok's love, no, circle site. It's like cooking for that day. The second Malach of the Bryce is, Rav Chizna, he wants to Mechalk in case of Shir. A case of Shir will be a case that's Chayv Chattis. Possibly Shir, the Mice is Mutter. But once again, the Havmin of Possibly Shir is Mutter. That places on the page and also the Ritva. Why is Nichol together of Derech Achilo? That just like, again, we know there is a concept of Derech Achilo Maaseh Mutter. You might think doing less than Shir is Nichol together of Derech Achilo be Mutter. But tomorrow, Maaseh Sarkol Saif, at the end of the day, you're doing Chet Shir of any Malach of Maaseh is Mutter. Now, before we Mamshach, just the side of Chet Shir, we came across numerous times, but they come from one of the main occurrences over here. There is a question in general. That the machlokes gemara numa daf ayin dalad by chetishir is chetishir osim atoro or is a mutim atoro only in ister afon machlokes of yerchin and mishlokish. We don't mind the paisel like of yerchin. The chetishir is also min atoro. Now the case we're discussing in chelav treif chelav the shir kzayis gemara has a pasuk kol chelav or al chosle tufei and therefore even a chetik kzayis of even chelav the meister even ister deraisa. That's what we paskin. The question is the kamon the gedolah achrayim we discuss. Is that din again yuchut achilo? Or is it a din of chetishir neged to all Easter in the Torah, including Shabbos? Come along with Chamsri and he wants to say, or the Mitzvah that way, he wants to tell him that this halach is neged yuchut achilo. He says, Masha enki neged to Shabbos, that's not neged to Sugya of achilo. Therefore, it's called chelav, by achilo it's that way. Masha enki and things that are not neged to achilo will not have the din of chetishir osim in the Torah. And that's when you look at the good over here in the sugya, explains what the Gemara is saying, Chachishir. The Gemara is saying it's an Issa Dirabonon over here. Now the Isma Atari, Isma Dabon. That's what Gemara means. Sound like the Chacham Tzvi. I tell Hashemi, be a lochan simon shemem, developing is down the Chacham Tzvi. He says, no, a vada chadshir applies to all things, lav dafka dachila, goes to all cases over here. Even to the case of Shabbos. So I bring a chloriah. One writer says, "Up, I dalom naalof Rashi. Rashi brings down the sigil of Chatsi Shir. Rashi sends you to Rabbi Yochanan and says Chatsi Osman Taro. He also Osman Taro. So comes along the Rashi and the Ritz from the other Rishon to bring down where's the Makor that we say this Yisoyed of Chatsi by Shabbos and Lav Dafka Achila. They point out from over here we see this concept. The Rishon explaining it that goes for all cases. That means the Lachol Ma'is Meshuvah brings down numerous times by Teichin, by Gezes, by Kaisiv, by Bar. It brings down the Chatsi Osman Taro." Again, where's it getting it from? From Rashi now to Gil here. Now just understand, come on the Rishon, it's an interesting question. Everyone knows that Halacha is they cannot carry Dal Amis in Rishon Sarabim on Shabbos, even Issa Deraiso. Carrying two Amis in Rishon Sarabim, the Maaseh is Mutter. We pass in the Issa Rabbon if you do two, 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 and two. But one time two, we pass in Halacha, the Maaseh is Mutter. Why is that not a case of Chashishir? Dal Amis is Deraiso. Half of that, we'll make three amas, make one amma. Chatshi is lav dafka chetzi. He's even a mashu of chelav oivin is deraiso. So when you carry anything, umaiso, why is that is deraiso over here? As I correct the ritual over here. And he answers, the words of the ritual, what he means, just explain what he means. When people, when they eat basa b'cholav, you oivin is deraiso. So when you eat basa, it's chatshi shir, basa b'cholav, how can you eat basa? Chatshi is correct, I find it. To wear shatnis, it's semer and pishtin. So how do you ever wear semer? It's chachishir. Kesevas karko is tattoos. You write it and engrave. So how can you ever write a number or put a makeup upon you? Might think chachishir. So obviously the answer is very simple. If you think about it a little bit more, is that the idea of chachishir means when you have the issa, you have chelev, and the shir is the gezayis, and half of that, half the gezayis. When you don't have the isser, that's not chachishir. That's missing the isser. When you have basa b'chol, that's the isser. You have bosa, you don't have the iser. You have bosa b'cholav, in a gezayis of bosa b'cholav, cheti gezayis of bosa b'cholav. That's also, I mean, it's deraisa. It's cheti gezayis of bosa b'cholav. You have to have the iser. Mashing bosa, that's not nichol in the iser itself. Building upon that, it's the ritual over here. The ritual says, when you walk, carry something that two amas, the mice can be something that's motor. The question really is, what are numbers? Are numbers a shear? But numbers are the side of the iser. Says Ritva over here, the reason why Dal Amis is also why? Because Akir's Chayv Vitzvim Mokhaimai is Dal Amis. Person's Mokhaim is Dal Amis. More than that is not, is going out of the Dal Amis. The Issa over here is not, don't carry for Amis. The Issa is Aliyat Ishmim Mokhaimai, did not take it out of its Rishus. When you did less than four Amis, you did not do the Issa of Aliyat Ishmim Mokhaimai, you did not take the Chayvitz out of its Rishus. So come along, the number over here is not the Shir. The number is the definition of the Isser. The Isser is, don't go out for Amos, because that is your Mokum. That's your place over here. Similarly, we had a Machlokes by two Oisiyas on Shabbos. When you write one Ois, is that Chachishir? That'd be Osma Torah or not. What was the Shail over there? The question is, what is two Oisiyas on Kaisin? Is that the Shir? That's the Mishabu understands. And there he says, one Ois is Chachishir. But two Oisiyas, those one time, that's the definition of the Melacha. And once I say why the mission of Ein Gimel brings down two Oisiyas, says the Mokan Ovis, because that's the Malacha Shabbai. And Chetishir is a concern in the Malacha itself. So again, so we have these said that we have Chetishir, but you have to define Chetishir. Chetishir means negate the Shir, not negate the Malacha. Back to our sugya of saying Pshat in the Breisel, we have now come along with more, bring down three other Malachim that could be Pshat, MS, except it's not, we're doing that way in the Breisel. First, Gemara brings down the Rabbi Yosef, the Endur Beyad, the case of Smutter. A second halacha of Konvan Tamchoy, either using a funnel or tunnel, or a case of Tamchoy, a case of using a plate over here, a case of the Abonim. But the case of Nofer Kofro, a Sibu, a Sifter, that's the case of the Raisa. The Gemara said it doesn't like it. Why? Machlik Svash and Taisa, why exactly that? Still, they don't like it. The Gemara began as a Nofer Malach or a Menuno, a fourth Malach, that was Eichel, which I have chosen to be case of Smutter. Mashengi, Psozen, Eichel, that's the case of the Raisa. And we're also bias in what are you talking about? We see anywhere over here, we're discussing only Eichel Dark Psylus. They have Kemal Gabaya, and Bayat Machab in the case of La Alter, be Mutter, Mash Engin, Boy Beyoim is like my Bar La Oiter. That's the case of Yechayiv. The Gemara ends off, Shabba Omen Achmeini, that we go like Abaya, that's Psha on the Bryce over here. That means you have to realize that last three Pshotim, we did not shlug up La Locha. We just shlugged up. That's not Psha on the Bryce over here. So it could be very good that we know that we pass like all three, because all three could be emes. They would come along that we held lach l'maisa has to be oichem dek pselis, emiyad, embiyad. Gemara says all three can be true, except what's pshat the brayta. The pshat is l'maisa like a baya. The yisoid is when someone is la'alto will be mutter, and la'achaz man by biyoyim k'moy la'oitz will be a case that's chayiv. The only question is to say that we're learning from the sugya all three halachas from the Gemara's Rav Yosi of Nuna and Abaya. That's a little bit schwer, because the ma'aseh is not pshat the brayta. Where in the world we see more clear or better in the sugya this idea of three concepts? Again, it's true. Again, we don't slug it up. We have, where's the makar? Where did Menuna get it from? Where did Rabbi Yosef get it from? Where did he get this concept from? So, Batsim, if you look among the Rishonim, the Ben Echanan page of Ikkud Rishonim are quoting, the Ran, the Ramban, they point out really from the Hemshich of the Sugya is where we gain these three alokas. That means one aloka is very clear. The idea of La'alter is going to be mutter, otherwise La'akman is chayiv, that's a bayo. That's number one we got from the Sugya. Number two, a mamshich in the Sugya, being down the Maisa of Ravashi. Ravashi says the aloka that something is potter. Come to Gemara, we say, I have a price that said the aloka is yechayiv. The Gemara answers the chil between the case of a kli, if it's a case of nafo kakro, kon v'tom choy, the case is biyad. Now, what price is he referring to? Where is this price? Some machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says the price, the first one we mentioned before, that is by saying the pshat over here of a case of la'at l'achaz man. Come on, Tosfos doesn't like it, different kashas upon Rashi. Then he says a brand new price. We have a new price, and the price we're discussing a case of la'alter. And even in the case of La'alter, the Brisa is saying Chayiv. Says the Gemara, why is Rav Ashi saying that Brisa of a case of Chayiv? Why? Can the case of Nafra Kafra, the case of using a Kli over here, that's a Derech, can be Chayiv for it? So you see over here, according to Tosfos, a second Halacha, very clear. We have two Brises. The first Brisa of Abaya is saying the Halacha of La'alter. The second Brisa of Ashi is saying the Halacha of a Kli. And missing either one of La'achaz Man according to Abaya be Chayiv. The case of a Kli, don't do a biyad. The case come tell you chayvin, it's the right throw by using case of a Kli. That means the second lacha is from Rav Ashi. We're getting the third lacha from. They point out, b'mamshich the sugya. Again, it's very clear, look at Ben Echanal, he's saying, come to the sugya of Chizkiyah. The Gemara starts over the case of Rav Bibi. Rav Bibi, it was his day to serve people, and he had all this mixture here. And he took everything and he threw out the fruits and vegetables, leaves inside, and it spread out. The Gemara is not sure why exactly he did it for, because he's marking mitzvah the sugya of oichem medan teruf soilus mitzvah the in of ein yofo. So it's barachus, everyone has a lot. That's ein yofo. Not clear. Come the Gemara wants to be pushed from Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah, the case of tormis, he would want to say someone who separates one from another of tormism is oichem teruf soilus. That sounds like that case over there. Yechayiv. So the Gemara says leim k'sava Chizkiyah holds the law of oichem teruf soilus. Your case over there, yechayiv. So Gemara no. The case of is Pesach Terech Eichel. We ask you two reasons exactly why. In the case of Tormis, in the case of Pashas La'alter, in the case of Liad, and still the Gemara says, you know why Chayiv is the Reisel? You know why? Because Pesach Terech Eichel. Therefore, again, we see that we have a third din over here. That means very clear, where we gain these three halachas, look at Ben Echanan, he writes, you know what? We pass in Abaya, and Rav Ashi, and Chizkiyah. That's where you're getting it from. It's true, it's in the Reisel before, in the three Pshatim in the Reisel. That loved up with the Makar. The Makar is a bay and a Chizkiyah and a Vashi. That means a bay telling us the locha of the altar, you're missing the altar, you're even in the right. So, Rav Ashi, from his bryce, we see the Sugya of Kli to make it, if you do not do Biyad, do be Kli, or even in the right. So, from Chizkiyah, we see the Sugya when, even though it's the altar and it's Biyad, still you do Psalmdek, Oichel, the Gemara says, Yechayiv. Again, that's very good now why the Amorim are arguing to Shah the bryce, so it's three options, how to go learn it. That's first where the whole bar is built upon. We're getting from the sugya. Oh, so now just to point out that this is how Ben Echanan learns how again the Ran brings it down. The smag, the Ramban, they went with this malach. However, you realize in the sugya very clearly there are other Rishonim that disagree. That's not Rashi's pshat, so it's not Tosfos' malach. And they'll come along, we'll go through the sim, and they'll see those one mitzarf Rashi to Tosfos shito turn the kimchi to be mekel. What's Rashi say? Rashi Tosfos himself points out pshat Rashi. The Rashi stands when Rav Ashi says the loch is potter, I v'tanu yon chayiv, with v'tanu yon chayiv. The brayser only in the beginning, the Gemara starts off, bar l'niach, bar l'echol, ma'isim mutu l'ivrov, and bar chayiv chattas. On that case, that's just a v'tanu yon chayiv. I'll come out according to Rashi. When the Gemara says you use on a cleave, yuchla bara, enough of a cover, what's the loch? L'alto be mutter. L'alto ma'isim be case, it's mutter. That means according to Rashi, even though you're using a kli, it'll be mutter for altar. Now Rashi is not saying what the case over here is oichem derpsalos or psalm derchoichel, but egli palsal pshan Rashi. It means over here, when you have a case of oichem derpsalos and the case of you're doing it miyad, even though you did a kli bimutter, that means that we paskin use a kli altar is deraiso. Rashi not hold that way. Pashas of Rashi, and Tosfos speaks out. Look, it's not that way. What? He doesn't say, speaks up with the Eglot Tavon Zirai to it. He doesn't say either way. Doesn't say. Second thing is, also, the Tosfos seems to argue in this sugya, that we're saying the halacha is from Chizkiya, the Redu, Pselis, Mitoch Eichel, what's the halacha? Even the altar, even Biyad, you're even Issa Deraiso. It might sound simple. Read Tosfos. Tosfos says, what do our Bibi do? People came along and threw it out. He was not sure what's a bibi in the cases oichem derech pseilus or ayin yofu kumachavin. Not sure. In fact, Tyson chiyala adas that he's been issa bara oichem derech pseilus. When the case of miyat, that's the right of it. You think that's going to be so? Elamai, what's the case of bibi? So Tyson is talking about la'achazman. But beforehand, they weren't there yet, doing it in the kitchen beforehand. The case of la'achazman, that's been nichol together, that gemara is a solving oichem derech pseilus, maisik be mutter or asr. On that case, it was Mamshech with Chizkiyo, and Chizkiyo comes along and says that the case of Tormasim, let's say also Ksava Eichem Tech Psalms, the Maisvi case over here, that you're either in Isser. That means the quote says, what's Eichem Tech Psalms referring to? Like Rabibi of La'achizman. And on that, Gemara says, no, it's the case of here of Psalms Mitach Eichel of La'achizman. That means Gemara says, La'achizman, Psalms Mitach Eichel, going to Isis, what's the Lachol? Then you'll be Chayiv. But Pselus mitach oichel la'alter, Medurik in Taisvis, says Mishnevura, says Eglital, and the Ritz of the Sugi writes four different times, Pshan Taisvis, comes out Pselus mitach oichel la'alter's mutter. That means people sitting at their table, they have fish, want to take the bones out. Pselus mitach oichel la'alter, according to Taisvis, no problem. No problem at all. Very clear, that's the Cheshbon according to Taisvis. Now, there are those who do pasuk like Taisus, there's Rebom that way, there's Taisus Rid, there's a Piskei Riaz, there's a Raj, but also the Bezer Kodesh, that goes this way. We'll see the Mishmur, it brings it down, says, Ein Limchlesh, and those want to be Mekel. The local Mice Mishmur says, that means someone's thing is Shabbos meal, he's taking the pits out of his watermelon, taking the bones out of his fish. Mishmur says, Ein Limchlesh. I once buy a Shabbos meal, someone's making my fog, I told him, stop, what are you doing? And he says, Burger, it's like, fine. Tell you another why stop. Maisa, we have Taisa, let's look at random Mr. Shainim who come and say not the way. Avadu and Machmer, Avadu teach a person nicely and calmly. We don't make a machal against a person, don't advise a person. So again, we see this, he said, what? Chanoch Lenar Api Darkoi. Chanoch Lenar, yeah. It's a question of Chanoch, not a question of Hilkha Shabbos. So we have, again, you said over here, that we have one, we have Rashi's heter of La'alta by case of a kli, and we have a heter of the feet of self and Eichel that we have to be tzadis to give La'alta. Now, come along the Mishnah with Akdoma, it's come La'fuke, all of this. That's why he starts off saying Akdoma not that way. We paskin Ben Chananel, we paskin the round of the Amban, the Smag, the Smag, and we paskin each one by itself and even this in their eyes, meaning you do a kli, you chayv chayv chatis, agamis, Eichel, and miyad. That means you do la'achazman, yichayv chayv chatz, agamitz biyad, or oichem derech pseilus. A case of you did only tzem derech oichel, agamitz miyad and biyad, yichayv chatz. That means mishmud akdoma is coming to la'fuke toisvis, and la'fuke Rashi, that we pass from Menachanal, and Menachanal says where we're getting it from. We're getting it from a Rashi, we're getting it from a Bibi, from Chizki, and we're getting it from a Bayez. These three halachas over here. Now it's just interesting, just a little bit in the Cheshbon, according to the Mishavua, comes out also that pseilus mitach oichel. That's over case over there. That oichem derech pseilus la'achazman also might be mutter. According to Taisvis, might also be mutter. If you oichem mitach pseilus la'achazman, the Gemara is saying by the case of Chizkiyo, that's a case of la'achazman according to Taisvis. Gemara says oichem mitach pseilus. Gemara says no, pseilus mitach oichel. That means la'achazman oichem derech pseilus according to Taisvis should be mutter. Now the Gemara speaks out. The Gemara is not sure. It's not poshut. And then he's going to taste it, we're not sure. I need to have to make a psalist. That means really, Achazman, according to taste, is really left as being a sophic. But psalism, Achazman, also going to taste it, that's more true. We have no more current answer. Fine, that's first the where all the basic, the foundation of Boyer come from the Sugyo. Again, we pass away in the Kananel, we're passing number one of Baya, number two of Ashi's Braiso, and number three in the case of Cheskiyo. Now, to understand the halachas of Torah, there are really four main things, and then all these pratim to understand. Number one, to be Torah has to be a teruvos, has to be a mixture. Without a mixture, it's not nichol kolam of Torah. That Be'ez Hashem will get to in Sif Gimel defining what the definition of a teruvos is. Without teruvos, you can do whatever you want. Not separating good from bad, not separating anything. It has to be, number one, a mixture. Once it is a mixture, then we have the three kolam over here to make it mutter. Has to be a case of biyad, has to be a case of liad, has to be a case of oichim type sellers. One or the other. You can do a case of kli or la'achaz man. Or something like oichli, or even it's a deraisal. Now, la'loch la'maisa, where each one's brought down, the la'loch and shulchan aruch, is that the idea of the three, the case of kli is the la'loch and sif aleph by us. The case of la'achaz man is machabas sif beiz and amon sif aleph. The la'loch of sellers, we're talking oichli, the la'loch and sif dalet. So try to go the order of shulchan aruch. Shulchan aruch again starts with the la'loch and mitzvah sugya of kli. This case coming from the Gemara is that we have a mechaber over here that says from the Gemara that if you do a nafar kafra, a sibo, a sifter, that's a deraisa. You use a case of a kavim v'tamcha, that's a case of drabonim. Practically, most of us do not really seem to really do that, especially men who use sifters. So the question is, what's practically we have a case of bird against a sugya of kli on Shabbos? So one case they started discussing, a case of a perforated spoon. Basically, you have these spoons with holes inside. You want to take the chulent out, you want the liquid to drop out of it, you want to take the salad out, you want the liquid to drop out. Is this nichol negedo of a case of a kli, that even though you want to use a salad miyad, and you want to take the salad out, oichim type salad, do you have a problem over here of using these klis, these perforated spoons on Shabbos? So I bring them from Moshe before the Shavish Shabbos, that says, you know, even Isser, Deraisa, a case of kli over here, and the Vaza says, the mitzvah of Farsim, mitzvah of Farsim, Chodshani, and others, they come along and say, people use these spoons, the mice are the gates of a kli. We pass them in the Chanal, Chuyo, even it's the Raisa. Not only that, once if that's the spoon is used that way, can you stop use it not to take the liquid out? Stop, I want to eat something. There's no problem. I want to eat salad, there's no liquid inside. Can I use it to take to be the serving spoon with my salad inside? Well, I can, if that's the way I use it in your house, now it's mukso. The kli shum lakta the iser. A klishim lachta is there if you have no other option what to go use. You ran out of spoons. So beseder, we spoke out the mishmur and simish and ches. To go on your gimel, you can use it to our kufim ekaimai. But you have this spoon and that spoon. You don't really care which spoon to go use. The law is you cannot use a klishim lachta is there, mishmur says. And therefore, these perforated spoons have a sugi or mukso. I said, if that's the way I use it in your house. Now, you can tell me a lot of people despise these spoons, hold them, they're fancy, you don't really care at all, like you use that. A Yoresh Tamshis is one or the other, no difference. That's Kli Is and the Kli Yad will not make a difference. That means if the spoon is made to be perforated, and that's how you always take out the chulen or the salad, that's what it's made for, that's how you use it in your house, as a Kli Yad. If in your house, some people's house is mamish purely for design, I mean, it's Kli Yad or Kli Yad and Kli Yad, who cares? How to get a Kli Yad. People buy the perforated spoons for the chulen, for the liquid.
One thing is, if in your house, you don't
have
to
be
mutter,
huh? No, they'll have to get a klishma. They don't be mutter without a sugya bayer, maybe. But yeah, you have klishma. It depends how.
It depends how you use it.
It depends. That's how you always use ekhlami. But I'm not sure if you have to know the metzias, what you're saying, not the lofa. You find the chulen, you know, that plug in the chulen with the metzias.
But if you want to take it away, then you should not use it.
I'm not sure what you mean. So, is it a klish matter? That's all of hamukso. So, kufa, if you need a kaim, it'll be mutter. Not going to take it away, use it. So, yilam, move. That's the tzarech kufa. Taking, stopping the first minute. I hear. Is that nichol tzarech kufa or mekaim? It's not mecham letzel. It's not. If you get about the Shabbos course, but it's neither one. It's not mecham letzel. That's our kufa mekaim. It's not. It's in between either one. What's the side of the iser? Now the Arlo is the mice one we make hold is the Arlatin, once they accuse the perforated spoons, you'd be even that way that they spot seems to be make hold. And that's, you have to really also really realize that really there are two questions of using perforated spoons. One question is mitzad the kli shabai, the kli is kli yuchlakach, therefore mitzad bar. The other question is, what are you doing? Is that psalm dech eichel or is that eichel dech psalis? Because that's when you pick it up, you have the salad inside, but the liquid moves away. Do you go what you left in your hand? Or do you go what's moving? What's moving is the mice, the liquid's moving away. So that's the psalm dech eichel, because the liquid's moving away. Or that's eichel dech psalm, because left my hand in the case of eichel. I should get to later on, I think it's a vidal, my colleagues over there, the graz, and the Mishnah Brua, what defines eichel dech psalm, what's psalm dech eichel? is it what's moving or what's left in the hand? That's me one question. And then so again, so we have one reason to ask our subject article, and the second reason to ask him the sugya is a bar of a kli. Now this could be one stuff you make, we'll get to later on, is that let's say it's a kli that's miyuch of a bar la altar. Maybe that nichle get a bar. Get to what that means. That means the whole kli is made to do bar for now and not for storage later on. So that once you make it, it could be these perforated spoons before what they're made for. It's for the salad, for the liquid now. The children now. The Kundra Shalom is Zalman, the Shalom of these foods have an Isser. The Maestro, come on, all the Shalom's come along, and they answer it, and again, the Avot says, Mitzvah to Mafarsim. Building upon this, once you have a perforated spoon, the Maestro's Isser, let's discuss the Kavona, yeah. Or even the Enemus Kavona one time, it's Psequation, the Nichle, again, about the Kavona Psequation. Again, about two things. Fine, so then, so yes, let me see it. Not Psequation.
I'm not separating
good from bad. You are separating. If you do, it's a nichle. It's very clear. A lot of people are nichle, not the liquid of the salad inside. 100% nichle. Now, building upon this idea, perforated spoons. What about a spoon in general, or a fork in general? People eat. They want to take the spoon and use a spoon to take out the psilis, take out the oichlon of psilis. Is that now using a kli? That one of that. That means you're taking. You have food inside of you. You have food in front of you right now. And you want to take the oichel away, and you want to take the and you want to use it miyad. You use a kli. You take a fork and use it a fork to pick it up. You take a spoon to take it out. Is that nichel together of a kli that's using to an act of bar over here? That means I want only the tomatoes from the salad. I'm take my fork and take out the tomato. I take the spoon and take out only the luxury. I want the luxury. I want the knedel. So is that a case over here of bar? Because it is bar. Except I need three columns. Is it miyad? Yeah. Is it the case of the Eichel? Yeah. I'm using a kli. So maybe there's an issue over here. Is there an issue of using a spoon? Sounds like you're using a kli over here. So, what? I'm using kli to an act of birth. That's called a kli, using kli to birth. So, come along the Chayodom, and the Shmasodom, he wants to tell you that the act of kli made for birth means when a kli that's made for birth, a sieve and a sieve is made for birth. A kunam tamcha is sometimes made for butter. The locha of a perforated spoon is made to do that. Here, the spoon is made to yisir your food. You're choosing to go use it to an act of butter. It's not a kli that's made for butter. It's not designed. It's not miuchet for butter. So you won't have the chumrah. You'll have the odi. You have to make sure again it's done la'alter la'ichem tekselus. But to give the isir of a the club of a kli, the might is not a kli for butter. Same thing for the pork also, right? Same thing. A fork and a spoon, the same halacha, according to the Nishmas Adam will not be nichlin to get a bar. And there's your bi'ayim that goes this way, and of copying the biyasha goes this way, and the awesome will go this way.
So you can on purpose pick up your false one and just from that fork?
No. You might not buy eichem deck cell, as I said. It depends how you look at what's stripped and what's moving over here. Yeah, it could be. Atzad Hashem Lameister, the Mishmul later on, to Kon Tamach Bein, discuss the case of the spoon. He writes, you have shamunas on top of your milk, you want to scoop it off. He says, you even is the mitzvah to give using a kli. He brings on the shayat team, the nishmas, Adam says, Nasaway. He says, I wrote mash nearly. The maisin nichel using a spoon on Shabbos is using a kli to do an act of burr on Shabbos. And therefore, the chat mishnah brewer. It's a bar samkol. Sorry? Mushibua says over there, when you want to take the shamnus, it says make sure you leave over a layer of shamnus after an act of bar. So you want to take off shamnunis or take out some oichel with it. Not miyuchud. You do it.
I'm not
sure if you have shamnus. First, again, it comes along, you take a kli that's not made for bar, it's not nichlin to get a bar. Chayim al-Chayodim says, it's not the chum of bar, come along with Shibura, and numerous places between the father and Mahalaf, using a spoon on Shabbos to an act of bar, is now nichlin the chum of using a kli mitzad bar. And if you should be even this in the right off. The Mishwar says, again, you want to take off shamnus with the spoon, he says, you're even this in the right off, mitzad the sugi of using a kli. Yeah, and again, it's using a kli. I don't care. We need that. So now the question is, that's what I'm leading to.
How do you eat?
How do you eat? How do you use a fork? How do you use a spoon? Right? So come along the Achoinim, and they point out Number one, they say, first of all, if you're using a spoon or a fork, not to help you in the act of boiler, just examples of the minchas tzitzchok, not to get your hands dirty, or to be menschlich, or not to, you know, eat like this, I'd better take the tomato like this. The fork is not helping me accuse in the act of boiler. It's just doing the why, don't get my hands dirty. For that reason, kamalim minchas tzitzchok, that's not a kli for boiler. I'm doing a kli, why? Not to make my hands get dirty. Instead of becoming a zilber, instead of a chaim gidevsky, that's just not to make my hands get dirty. That's not a cleave of bayer. If it's helping me do the act of bayer, echnami of a baya. Come on, Moshe, when he says, always, the same thing, let's say, said a further even, let's say I can't even do it, but it's helping me do it. For example, he says, let's say it's far away, and it helps me get to it, but not helping me get in the act of bayer. One time, it's also nichel together, that's more together. Not helping me in the bayer. One time, let's say it's a liquid, and I know I don't want to take the soup like this or whatever. So one time also, the same idea, it's helping me do the pool over here, but not the act of barer, the maestri motor. Something's hot, says the writer. Why am I using a fork or a spoon? Not mitzad the sugi of barer, doing mitzad why it gets hot, I don't want to hurt my hands over here. So first, come on the place, one time, the reason why we can use, what? No, if you're doing an act, help me in the act of barer. A spoon is also, the mishibuah, take the spoon, take the shamanus, help me in the act of barer. That I can do with my hands, that nichel together of barer. Help me act in the act of barer. That's how I do my hands. No one around you use your hands. If you didn't care, use your hands. No one do shamanus. This is the clean mate to help you out of barer. Not sure what Shibu is referring to, but that's how the Moshe says it over. Now, so come along, a spoon and fork in general usually can, but it helps you in the act of barer, you'll have a baya. Now, there is a question I'm asking how far you take the side. For example, you take a lid of a can of a tuna fish, you want to pour out the oil. You want to take salad and take and pour out the liquid, you pour the lid over it and pour out the liquid. Now, without getting involved, is that oichel, is that called using a kli or not? Those one time that's called using a kli, those one time, what do you mean? Just make sure your hand doesn't get dirty, you can do it with your hands. Nechle get of yada richta. So there's going to be an argument how far do you take the side. Some argue, could you use a cover lid? Most ones seem to be machmer. Shmuel says, why? That's just not getting hands dirty. I take salad with my hands there, pour out the liquid or the tuna fish, except it's pasnished. They say, no, that helps you out of the mice bar, can squeeze out the oil from the tuna fish better, do a better job with the lid. So it could be there's an in between level over here that's not clear where the things help you, but it's also not get dirty where exactly you put it. But in general, when he eats spoons and forks, the maisa, the case of the lechura is mutter. The maisa is not nichel in the getter of barer, because usually we're doing it, it's not nothing to do with helping at all, accuse there in the act of barer. Building upon that, now we lead to another problem. What about a knife? The knife lechura is a problem that's doing an act of barer, thinking and coughing. I don't want this, I want that. So why is that nichel? Unless you take oichel, mdek, psalus, and la altar. But the maisa is fine. So I'm cutting off the fat, I'm taking the oichel from it. I'm cutting off the fat. I'm doing an act of prayer over here. So how can I ever cut and use a knife on Shabbos? Fine, took you a spoon and a fork. But how do you take care of a knife? Usually it's very hard to take your hand and cut the food. No, it's helping you do the act of prayer over here, a knife. So again, in the motion, again, the same tshuva is Mamshech and Chil Alat and Kuchav Dalet. And he wants to, now what he says, the way that Chuyim explain it, what Moshe means, Dorish of Shabbos, Rafal, and Rav Karp, and Chud Shani says his name is said by himself. So first, you understand what is the melacha bayer. We know bayer is separating one thing from another, and we know the melacha of dosh is taking a kernel and smashing it and disconnecting the chaff from the case of its kernel itself. So what is dosh better? What's bayer? Dosh is disconnecting, and bayer is separating. That's the difference between the two. When you use a knife on Shabbos, what exactly are you doing? When you take a knife and when you cut the peel of a cucumber. Not using a peel, we'll get the peeler by the term. We take a knife and cut off the peel of the cucumber. What is that? Is that disconnecting or separating? Well, usually you cut it, it's on top, you flick it off, you push it off, whatever. But that's what you did. The pool that you did was a pool of disconnecting. If anything, you did a pool of dosh. You didn't do a pool of butter. When you cut something in a plate on Shabbos, what are you doing? You cut the fat off from the meat. In essence, you're disconnecting. Then you push it away, you take this one away. That's the act of fire, of sorting, selecting. So in essence, you should really ask, to use a knife on Shabbos, point out Moshe, that's a pool of cutting. That's not a pool of being makrid, it's separating. So come along, the Chud Shani says, you know why knife is mutter? It's not butter. So you buy a fork and spoon, I'm taking one thing away, then they come along saying, because I don't get my hands dirty. A knife is saying, you know why it's mutter? Because it's not butter. I get to be a dosh. You have to listen to give dosh. Why? Because they're fully doing the house, not the fields. That's why it's mutter. That's why it's not dosh. But if anything, you should ask them mitzvah dosh and not mitzvah the sugya of baruch, because that's not the act that you're really doing. That's one malachah answer why night is mutter. Again, the moshe l'chori means in shuvah and the chodshani. The second way of answering it, talmud mishlam mezalmin, the mezilba and others, the one taino, that we know what is the state of the het over here of having all three things over here. We have a case of Alta was Miyah Biyad and Oichum Dek Pesalus. One Maitre is a Mutter. Why all three are Tarim a Mutter? So if you read the Sugya, it sounds like in Rashi that the reason why all three cases over here are Mutter is because the Sugya of not Nichol the Derech. But the case of Oichum, but the case of Biyad, Rashi is a Maitre. Why is a Mutter? It's not Doyen to Borrow at all. The case of Oichum Dek Pesalus, it says not the Derech. It says the case of Alta is not the Derech. Rashi sounds like the Ged of Shino over here. But that's what they point out, is they say something down the Shmuel Aleket by the Sugya of Teichen. But in the case of Teichen, this causes to use the back of a knife, the handle of a knife. It says the basis of the Shmuel Aleket, why is that so? He says, because using a pestle across something from one, a case of a metal, a case of a stone, is one shinoi. To use the handle of a knife, cut it as a sakino, is the second shinoi, is shina gomer. I know shina gomer is mutter, says the basis from the Shmuel Aleket. You know why? Because by bar, you see, doing something biyad, shina gomer, the mice is mutter. So the reason why all three things, the mice and mutter, seems like in Rashi, says sugi and shino, something just shina gomer, the mice is mutter. If you're missing these things, not shina gomer, the mice will be ulcer. But the side of the heter is from Rashi, and clear their way to bring down the kir melech rav, the side of the heter is shina gomer. It's not a shiny, the other man, the Mishnah Brewer, does not sound that way. He starts with an akdama, he says, when you have all three, when it's miyad and biyad, oichem dech psalis, it's la dech berov dech achiluhu. It's dech an achiluhu. And it's Tifkon Vav and Tifkon Yud, and again the Simon Shinchov Aleph says, what's the side of the altar? Why is Derech Achilo? Everyone knows, for example, when you have eat foods out of your mouth, I take the bones out. I might take the psalus out, that's Derech Achilo. So the head of Derech Achilo, everyone understands this. You take on Shabbat Kin too, are you allowed to grind your food? That's Derech Achilo. The head of Derech Achilo. Therefore, again, there's a side of it which Shmuel seems to understand, could be the Daf community upon the Lomdus of it, what the side of the Heter is the Heter of Shinoi? Shinigomer, the words of Beis Eishes, the Shmuel Aleket, or the side of the Het of Derech Achilo. The question is now, let's say, if you have a Het of Derech Achilo, that's something that's a normal thing to go do. Come along with those who are tiny, what's the Het of a knife? You know why? Because that's how you eat. Derech Achilo. There's no, the whole side of the Itzer, a burr is the Itzer, stores, put it away. But people use knives, all our knives that we use, but Derech Klal, the two, is Derech Achilo. That's using a knife for. People don't use knives. That's not usually doing a derech chila. That's stam grub. People use a knife. That's the two of derech chila. That's being normal. Being clean over here. The if come from Shem says the side of the head of a knife is why it's not a sig of derech chila. That's the side of the head over here. So again, we have two reasons why it's mutter knife. Either why it's not a nichol in the head of derech chila, or it's not a sig over here and not doing bar. I'm disconnecting, not separating. Now, another clue they do discuss before that is a case of cleanness, miyuchad l'bayra, is an apple core to go use it. Take out apple core. They have an apple, you want to take the thing inside out. This bent lobe on the bottom, you put it inside, you take it out. Salamaita is a clean mate to help you take out just the core inside. That means nichol to get a core of a derais on Shabbos. Again, the ribbis, the lamtes mlochas, the ribbis, if you want to taino, it's mutter. I want to say, you know why? Because when you take out the core, take out a lot of the oichel with it. And therefore, it's the oichel with itself together, taking out the oichel. And the loch is the oichel knows, you want to take off the fat and the meat. You want to make sure that you're doing something that's beheter, taking off the fat, plus some of the meat, and from the rest of the meat, might as mutter. You want to kind of, by the apple, you're taking off with it, part of the apple with it. And the oichel does not like that, because they want to kind of, don't really mash it that amount. No cares about that amount. There was not a chosh of zach they take off with it. Therefore, the ikta watana using these cores on Shabbos to be nichol and isa bar deraisa. What? So what? You're still doing using a clean jufa lekach.
No, but you're showing you machshim.
You're not machshim. You're just doing. You do it during the week. You do it during the week. If you do it during the week, then I can hear. But most people do it on Shabbos when I help you out. No. What? Totally upon, yeah. Now, the main clear they discuss is the case of a PLR on Shabbos. You can use a PLR on Shabbos. Now, Everyone I discuss on discuss the appeal is everyone's very biased. Whoever holds motor or man is motor, keep your rights also. Anyone holds also, keep your why it's motor. So the question, what's the luck of a peeler? I said, when I got married, my wife's family, my sister, they did not use peelers. My family does use peelers. So I told my wife, my sister, I like to be machmal, like he says in his form. So she told her parents, but my husband, my sister, Michael, they're really talking, use a peeler on Shabbos. So they asked their rov. The rov says, my sister, you can. So the Meister came out. The only thing I gained out of it was I got my Shver's family to switch over, and now they do use peelers on Shabbos. My brother, when he got married, he told his wife, Meister wants to mach not using a peeler. So his wife said, I'll tell you the story. Meister, in our house, we're not using peelers for years. We were fighting one day by Shabbos and saw us using a knife. He starts laughing at us, why are you using a knife for? Meister, go use a peeler. And therefore, since then, our family switched over to use a peeler. It's good to me and my brother stuck using peelers on Shabbos. So those with mice are certainly makel. Look among the first among the svarim. I have two reasons to answer. One mitzvah to clean yuchav abayir. That's a simple understanding. Peeler. The second thing they discuss mitzvah to sugya uvdin dechol. That means we know, for example, we learn the loch of teichin, and even things that are not nichel together of teichin. For example, cheese. A lot of grounds up on Shabbos. Use it great on Shabbos. You even iser of teichin because clean yuchav for the act of teichin. Here is the clean yuchav abayir. So you can have two iserim to deal with. One is the raisa. And the second is there, it's not the local meister first, believes from meister machmer. There are 30 different swarm. We discussed the Indian from machmer, starts from the Egle Talavari, and the Mechaim No, and then from the Acham Netki, from the Yashav, Shemir Shabbos, Kodshani, and others that come along. And I'm simple upon the one, even the Oshkol on top, he passes the Chomro, or Shabbos from machmer, believes from meister machmer. I tell Hashem, the Zimko Bonham on the bottom, being down a footnote from a Feinstein that Hashem's father, I think he's quoting Rav David over there, I'm sure. He said, Hashem is father. I said, it's motor. And others, Paschal Kula, Rav Latin, Yabia Omer, Rav Esfraim, Rav Nemetal, others, Paschal, it's motor. We have most formal Maisa Machmer, but there are certainly numerous Kedavah, Paschal, Maisa Mekel. What's the Tzati Mekel? Again, the Tzati Ask is very simple. Again, it's Klim Yuchel Havayer, and the Rabbiya also is our point of Uvn Nechol. What's the Tzati Mekel? So, first, I thought certain ideas we did not get to, we'll see. Number one, there's a question over here that we mentioned in the beginning, that to be bari has to be a case of teruvos. Where's the teruvos over here? We have a peel on a cucumber that's attached on your cucumber. I see a mixture. Where's the mixture over here? So when we get to the sugya of klipas at the end of the zman, we see it's not that simple. Mishwur is going to say the sheet of the Rambam, there is no teruvos. The chashuv and the paschal and the klipas might say motor, there is no teruvos. We, the Rambam, are not going to go that way. We hold anything that's attached is nichol neged of teruvos. There is a question, things that are attached that are not really a mixture, there's no mixture there. The orange has a peel to it, a potato has a peel to it, a cucumber has a peel to it, they're attached, it's not a mixture. The question is, that gives the definition of a teruvos. So one tati mekel, go to the Rambam's Mahalach, or the Aruch HaShulchan and Ha'i Paskins, there's no teruvos. No teruvos, no sabar over here. The second svar we'll get to B'Hashem next week, is that if things that are attached to each other, you want to make and fix the roi to be eaten, we see the Yam Shlomo that's brought down by the Bialocha is called Tikkun Eichel. Mishmur brings it down by us also of Alf, the Bialocha, Derek Agav. The idea of fixing food. So why is that not Nechle Gedev, Tikkun Eichel? You're peeling it, taking all the peel, and the Yam Shlomo says, the Mice is Mutter. Now we do not pass like the Yam Shlomo. The Mishmur does say, on the Yam Shlomo, Ein Limchais. I mean, anyone who uses a peel, you cannot make him a Mokha, that's for sure already. That's a black white Bialocha. You can make him a Mokha against him, Ein Limchais. That's the second swarov. A third swarov, why it could be Mutter? According to Rashi, a kli that's used for the altar is a mutter. According to Rashi, it might be no problem using a peeler. I guess I'll tell me it's psalus with type oichel. If it tells us bafka oichel with type psalus. No, the only time machem psalus with type oichel is not by klipa. By klipa, that's a derek. We have no chumro of psalus with type oichel. That we do pass by. Rashi, all the fine. I'm just pointing out first points over here. I mean, after this, according to Rambam, it doesn't start. According to Yom Shlomo, it doesn't start this question. And according to Mishpura said, Ein Limchos already. According to Rashi, the question doesn't start. No, same thing as the, what?
You're
just building blocks. Same with this first one. We'll get to good at there. But it's the same points over here. A fourth thing over here is, you have to realize also, that let's say an apple, peeling an apple on Shabbos, is that, we're saying to make something to two minim, is a burrow when small min, apple from an apple is not a burrow, we're going to pass them out like the fans. Something that people eat the apple with a peel. Most people eat the apple with a peel. Is that get of 1 min or 2 min? Most farmers say nichol get of 1 min. So come along to Egle Kal, he is machmer on peelers. He says, but an apple? That's not butter. That's not a problem on an apple. What's the problem? Is taking off the peel an apple? It's like taking off part of the apple, little part of the apple. It's all one the same. It's Hainuach. So if so, so what do you use a peel for already on Shabbos? An apple? A cucumber? Let's analyze what country we're coming from, where we live, and how exactly look at a cucumber. When I grew up in America, most people peel cucumbers. I got married to an Israeli, and like, what are you doing with the cucumbers? They're all being served peeled, and they're cut up that way in a salad. Maisa, come back and sell this country. Come on, all the cucumbers, the maisa, they say they clean it, and they wash it, and the maisa comes with peels on top of it, and you eat it. So maisa in this country, in the Holocaust, the cucumbers come with the peels, and that's derech achil over here. The people come out, look where it's one min, and to use peel a cucumber on Shabbos, instead of using a peeler, mabaya, because there's no isabur over here. If you hold the klishma to that, so no problem. Maisa is klishma to iser, it's only much easier to use a peeler, also not be a problem. So maisa, what are you discussing? Peel a potato on Shabbos, it's mukhs on Shabbos. Discussing yontif, we have to get the law of yontif. So what are you peeling on Shabbos? The only thing I can think of really is peeling a carrot. When's the last time anyone peeled a carrot? Fine. So maisa, anyone discusses peelers for this and for that, you have to know it's not that simple already. What are we even discussing the answer here? An apple? No. Cucumber? Maybe in America you start calling, I'm not sure what goes on, not been there 10 years already. I'm not sure, maybe things change over there, it's healthier now. They still peel it, right?
No.
They don't? Fine, so you have to know what defines right now. What defines right? But in this country, you're selling cucumbers in the mice that are not peeled. That's the fourth reason why. What's exactly the issue of a peeler? But going even further, a step further, like mentioned before, by case of a knife, why is it like what the Moshe says? Explain to Moshe. Why? Because it's an act of disconnecting, not an act of separating. What does a peeler do? If anyone ever peeled anything, a cucumber, you take it, you peel it, it stays on top, then you flick it off, or you push it off, or gravity, you turn it over, and it falls down. The peeler is not a clean mate for verb. If anything, it's a clean mate for maisa of chitum, of disconnecting. So the question is, why in the world is anyone even saying the clean yuch of a bar? I see Shmuel Orbach put down the Archa Shabbi says, it doesn't stand the maisa, it's only an act of chitum, it's not an act of bar. We end up yapping machu with Eglay Tal. I'll say why. You see, it's his question, part of himself. According to Shem, he says, the reason why a knife of maisa is muti, you know why? It's an act of chitum over here. I said, I goes on the next paragraph, I might say why the appeal of Barer. It bothers him. So he says the Chiddush over here. He wants a taino that something that leads to the act of Barer is a clean made for Barer. A guy may not doing Barer. Chiddush awesome. Piradov, example. A pot on Shabbat is a klisha makal Israel in last month. The Maisa, a pot doesn't cook. A pot just holds the food. Al Maisa, pot is a way you have the food and lets you cook. It's a klisha that lets you cook, so it's called klisha makal Israel. Building upon that, we said a phone book is a klisha malach l'isser. Why? What's isser? Why? Once when I want taino to dial your phone, you have to look up a phone book to get the number, and this leads to now using your phone to the klisha malach l'isser. Kiddush, but that's what the Mitzvah is saying. But Shai seems to be saying the same thing. Since you're using, why using a peel for an hour knife? You know what? You want to get a certain amount, the exact amount, the small peel to get off. The klisha mate to help you to take off the peel to get to the active burger. Of what? Of separating it. How? You flick it with your hand, or the gravity, whatever you want. But the clean meat to do the act of burr, a gum pearl is not doing an act of burr. That's how he wants to answer this question. Where is the burr by this clean over here, by this case, the peeler? It's a chiddush. Mamash a chiddush. But Maisa can argue the point and say, no. Maisa peeler is not nothing to get it of burr at all. A 6 foot wide Maisa peeler could be more to come with Shemir Shabbat. It says, when you use the peeler, you don't get only the peel, you just get part of the oichel with it. And they want time, like we mentioned before, they take Eichel themselves together from the Eichel Shvi Mutter. That it come among others from, they point up Chaim not before, and already points out, that's not so, because no Chshivas, the little bit amount of cucumber left in the peel, has no Chshivas, no counts as being anything. That's Nochas for a 6 foot wide, the Maisa to be Meikel. Another reason to come among them, the Neventhal wants time, why it's Mutter, wants time that the Kli Miuchel of a Barer is, when the Kli is made for Barer, when it's made, what is Barer? For storage, for Achaz Man, for afterwards, for later on. This kli is a kli made for now. You peel the cucumber to eat the cucumber. The carrot, you eat the carrot. Made for now. It does not have the chumra of a kli made for burr, because that's not the definition of burr. The definition of burr is, in general, achazman. He sends you to be a loch nechlus yontiv, discussing the loch by yontiv, I'll say the same svara. Nochel svara comes along the David Feinstein, once a taino. Now we said that it has to be a kli that's made for burr. I mean, it's common time to be made for burr. Maybe a spoon is not made for burr. Why is a taino a peeler? That's made to peel chocolate. It's made to take carrots and make slices out of it. It's not made for burr. It's clear that you might do burr with a ketavah. It sounds like he's picking the size of the chai odom gets the mishabru. It's not nichel keder of a kli for burr. Those are eight svaras. people, let's say you want carrot strips, you peel it also, not just take off the garbage. Or let's say you want chocolate curls on Shabbos, people will use a peeler. So you peeler. It's a peeler, right?
It's
peels. Peels. That may not made to take bad from good, made to peel. And made peel oichel meichel also. Fine. That's been said, so you can buy why it can be mutter. Those also discuss why it's not nichel to get it open the hole. Again, yesh, klai, yisol, maktel, only want to go change. What to go do? I've learned my lesson already. The maisha, those only a machmer. If you machmer, leave it as is. Again, you have to know exactly what to answer. If you're not clear, maybe carrots. Yashiv is brought down that he's machmer. He says that according to the Bavli, it's open the hole. According to Yishalmi, it's burr. You have to know what exactly that means. Put an asher yesh, yeah? Not that I have written down. What? Oh, you love discussing Umm Zuchal. I know. We'll discuss it privately, maybe.
No, but
your pet thing is Umm Zuchal.
How can these fires take care of Umm
Zuchal? Well, you have first to find what Umm Zuchal is, and you see why it's not Umm Zuchal. A knife is Umm Zuchal. If you look at the head, let's say, of a knife. It's a knife. That's all it is. A peeler is it's an easier, more convenient knife. That's not open the hole. That's a whole different thing. A grade is a whole different thing. This is just a. They made a more easier knife to be used over here. That's his taino. Most of them do not seem to worry about open the hole. Building upon now, though, just like one of the stories you mentioned of Neventhal, he wants a taino of the loch over here that the idea of burr for a kli is made for achazman. We do a peel is made for being used for right now. To speak out that svara, there's a shalavi in general. Again, we're discussing what's the center of the head of Eichel Pselus Miyabiyad. The head to is Rashi Mishbu says Derech Achilo. Let's say you have something that is made for the altar, made for Derech Achilo, but it's a kli made for that. It's a kli bur made la altar. You have a kli made only to use right now, but do an act of bur, 100% an act of bur, but used for right now la altar. Do you come on and say the mice is made right now that's derech achilo? And therefore, even though it's a clean yuchel kakawi mutter, well, no, it's a clean made for bayer. A clean made for bayer, the mice is, you know, this over here. A gam is made only for the altar. So, Mishal Mazal was brought down in Shemir Shabbos, he wants a taino. The mice should be mutter, because he's silly to that, it's derech achilo. This clean is made for achilo. One time it's mutter, another time it's mutter. Atah Sheni, the Yisrochan can ask this question, he says, circle of sons, clean for bayer. Clean made for bayer, the mice is also. I mean, this is their ISO. This is mentioned four cases, this idea over here. One case, the main case discussed, is a salt shaker that has a rice inside. Now, you go to mirrors over here, you'll see there's rice inside. They explain to me exactly why, because if you have salt with liquid inside, it makes the salt clump together. The rice absorbs out the liquid, makes the salt stay separate. Now, when you pour out the salt, it comes out, actually. Therefore, now you have rice inside the salt shaker. Can you use that on Shabbos? When you do that, what happens? You're using a kli to cover, to block the rice not to come out. It's a kli that's made to make the soul come out, the rice stay in, but it's made for soul, that's used miyat. It's a kli made for miyat. What?
Not made to keep rice given, but I'm supposed to
have
rice. They stop
rice
in
there. So we'll get to that head to. For the mice, that's true. That's the question over here. And the mice will also answer it. So Rav Ida brings down the question: is there a Moshe? Is there a Baron Kotler? They want Meisel to say, are you even Isser? Rav Falk, the Simcha Bonner, maybe at the Meisel discuss using the soul shakers, you're even Isser. It's a Kli.
This is
rice inside with salt. Kli, Meisel case of Kli. I tell Hashemi, from some Meisel he's making, says, no, why? It's a Kli made for the altar. So therefore, Nichon Li said, Heter Derech Achilo. Ma Baya over here. That's one reason. Now, the Oilam was saying over a second reason now, why Rav Vodna and Chod Sheni are being Meisel. Then one time, the reason why over here it's mutter is not a kli for breira. The whole point of the kli is to get the salt out. You put the rice in the back to absorb the liquid, and there's a pretense going on over here that still doesn't fit through to go through. But the kli was not made to be an act kli for breira. Yish Lodin can argue the point, because a kli is doing an act of breira. It was not made for the act of breira. It's more an act of a pretense, it was made for salt. It's not a kli for breira. Well, there's one question to get a salt shaker. Those are machmer, those are mekel. In the house, I've never seen come out usually rice inside, so I'm not sure what they do practically on Shabbos. The restaurants, you know, it's only not open on Shabbos. That's one case they discuss. Another case they discuss is you have a tea bag inside your tea. You take it out, and the droplets come out. Now the bag is a kli, that's made for the droplets to come out. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Some local burr, even though it might be oich b'dayk pesalos, you can argue. And the case over here is miyad. Well, the mice is the case. You're using kli, the bag.
Why the bag kli?
What defines kli? It's a kli. It's an object. Kli means any object, anything. Is that kli? What? There's no din of kli. There's a din of using an object. It's an object. The mice of those who want tainus also. Tain. Why is it true about the Vosner says? If they get involved, the mice if it's not a psik ratio and it's not called psik ratio, then be mutter. You can do it quickly. But otherwise, if you do it even slowly, they won't have a psik ratio. If you're not miskavim, the mice of psik ratio in the nichle, even loich mesle, the mice of even nisri abonon. And therefore, those who want mice of tainus, that should be also. A Sadr Shem Shlomo Zalman says, you know what? The bag to take the droplets come out of this tea is a kli made for the altar. You don't want the drops later on. No one's keeping the teeth later on. Everyone's using mice are using it from right now. And if you want tiny the mice, there should be no problem there taking it out. Now again, as far as I see with the Ilmas practice, they're not against Shlomo Zalman, they take it out with a spoon. So you pick it up, it should not drip out. Might drip out once in a while, that's not miscovered, no secretion, the mice will be mutter. That's the second case to discuss. A third case is cost. You have a case over here of a tiyun. In Hebrew, that means basically the pitcher they have over here for coffee, whilst every morning. It has a reshet, has a grate in front of it, blocking it. Now it can block, let's say you have tea inside, it blocks the leaves. It has the mice inside, the ice cubes, it blocks the ice cubes. That's a clean made to block things. Can you use that case, that pitcher on Shabbos or not? Come along with those ones, the time mice is also, there's a chayodom, there's a benesh chay. It's a kli made for burr. That's the only reason why the rest is over there, the screen is over there. Asala Sheni, Kamlung Shlomo Zalman says, it's a kli that's made for burr la'altar. And the mice should not be a problem over here. They do point out the Chanish also is makel, Kodesh Sheni is also makel, but for a different reason. They want tainas nichol together of burr b'yad. It's called using a hin, not called using a kli. Now, Shlomo Zalman brings it down, he says, I'm not sure what exactly means. What do you mean? Why is that prayer of Biyad? He's not sure because not do a good job over here, or because not made for this reason. The way Mincha Tzitzit once explained, one time in Ishik Svara, let's say you have something that's a kli, that you always use, but sometimes it's being used for prayer, sometimes not. So, for example, when you pour out this pitcher, well, let's say the sink, you have a filter over there by the sink. My son keeps racks behind, sometimes it doesn't. Do you care if the rocks stay behind? You do when you drink the water. When you wash dishes, you don't care. When you want to wash things, let all the garbage come out. I don't really, all the rocks come out, all the sediments. Only you're having a filter there because you want to drink. The filter is always there, but you only care certain times. The one time that the side over here of the Chanish means is that since you don't really, it's not there all the time for clear fire, it's not a clear fire. The sun when your tea leaves inside your pitcher, then I want it to stop it. But I'm always using the grate. So there was not kli for burr. Well, that's how the Mincha Tzidkok wants to explain the Chaznish. Interesting idea over here. The mice again, as far as I see, most of them mice are a machmas, the Kosh Chayot of the Titans. So it goes on the case of kli of burr.
And we had to have a
fire spoon. And it's fire spoon, the fourth case over here, right? To Matthew, according to Shlomo Zalman, a prepared spoon, kli made miyuch v'oich for to do mal to miyad also. I mean, according to Shlomo Zalman, we have four cases.
No,
because there's always attached here every time you're using it for a different thing. What Dan Weiss is saying, he's saying it's always attached all the time there, and I'm constantly using it. The spoon, every time I take it. I know, that's the fact that I use it sometimes this way or that. It's always, I'm making a new, I'm putting it there every time differently. Taking it every time. So again, we have four cases of Shlomo Zalman wants to make. Well, again, either you have a case over here of the rice and the salt shaker, the case of perforated spoon, the case of this resh over here, or the case over here of the tea bag. My father sees the oilum seems to be more machmah against it, numerous rice and kashas or curries against it. They don't seem to go with this set over here. And there is no ethical circle, so it's a clean mate, the sigil doing a malacha of earth. By Rosh Hashanah, next time we'll continue the sigil from the altar, from the Machabes the Beis, and there are months of Allah.
Done for Mia. It's from